HarperCollins presents One Last Letter from Greece by Emma Cowell. Read by Kristin Atherton. Chapter 1. March, London. I chose her final outfit, makeup and shoes, leaving specific instructions for the girl charged with making her ready. I couldn't face seeing her so inert, shiny and cold. Now, dressed for cocktails and courage at my mother's funeral, the short, painful walk to the lectern is a blur. Outlines of familiar faces, flashes of colour, as if a strange filter has been washed across the room. I feel molten inside, and ridiculous in party attire, when this is the opposite occasion of where you'd expect to find my outfit. Yet it's absolutely right in its wrongness. I asked everyone not to wear black, despite the tragedy of losing Mum at just 59. A mourner phoned me only yesterday to ask if navy was vibrant enough and to hear my thoughts on their scarf options. Forever in our hearts, and forever fabulous. So many clothes, bags and shoes nestled in our wardrobes, firmly fastened to moments spent with each other, woven into the fabric like care instructions sewn into a seam. Her wardrobe will always be my treasure trove of memories, saturated with sentiment. A shaft of spring sunlight pierces the stained glass, giving a technicolour kiss to the pink lilies on top of Mum's wooden casket. I deliver my eulogy, telling hundreds of people things they weren't ready to hear and already know. My mother was like a rainbow, known throughout the art world for her flamboyant colours, both on canvas and off. Every shade of lipstick, the brightest clothes, spectacular jewelled earrings. She was a perfectly colour-coordinated rainbow. Catching the eyes of my dearest friends, their expressions will me to continue. Sympathetic raised eyebrows from my business partner, Tiff. Encouraging winks and reassuring nods from my friends, Sarah, Abby and Brittany. Then my eyes fix on Tasha and stay there for the remainder of my speech. Her smile urging me on. Each sentence, a word closer to goodbye. I feel the warmth of Tasha's hand in mine as I return to my seat, slipping into the pew between my best friend and her husband, Angus. I wouldn't be able to get through this without them on either side of me, passing tissues, dispensing comforting squeezes in between their own sniffles. Standing for a hymn, the words in the carefully printed order of service merge as I stare vacantly at the page. Readings and tributes follow from the great and good of the art world. The flamboyant chair of Sotheby's, an esteemed art critic. But their words bounce around the room, unable to penetrate the shield woven around me, constructed entirely from shock and disbelief. I half listen, noticing amused chortles, and the sound of noses being blown discreetly, some less elegantly so. Memories flash in front of my eyes as the poignant lyrics of the song I've chosen to close the service causes tears to stream uncontrollably down my face. This can't be true. This isn't real. My eyes smart in the pale light as I step outside the Chelsea crematorium, unsure of what comes next. Do I wait for everyone to approach the grieving daughter, offering up memories and anecdotes to justify attendance, or do I lead back to the house and encourage them to follow? Come here, you. I feel the reassuring arms of my childhood surround me and look into Tasha's glassy, big blue eyes. My sister from another mister, we always joke. We've been best friends since preschool, and she's been my life support for as long as I can remember.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?